Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go Milo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto. We love you guys.
Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much to crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much to crappens?
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also from the Rose Bricks Bachelor Roast podcast. And here I am with Ben Mandelka of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Great.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Great.
Glad to hear it.
We are doing this video live on Crappens On Demand. So if you guys want to see videos, go sign up on Patreon, okay? It's not that hard. Do it. Mm-hmm. And thank you to everybody who's here today. Also, we just announced a new live show. It is in St. Louis.
Woo, woo, woo.
And it's December 6th. And the presale is starting on...
It's actually now.
So you can buy presale tickets if you're a Patreon member. And... you might want to do that because St. Louis is great to us. We love you, St. Louis. Also, we are leaving in the next couple of days to go to Milwaukee. There are still tickets available to our Milwaukee show. We're going to be recapping Southern Charm in Milwaukee. So get your butts over there. And then the next night, we're going to be in Minneapolis for Real Housewives of New York recap. So those will be coming a little bit later in the week. But to make it up to you, we've got an extra free recap this week. And we're doing it today. It's Below Deck Mid.
Yeah. Whoa. We're gonna be recording that after this. But right now, for this episode, we're talking the season finale of Summer House, gents.
Summer House. Yes, we sure are, gents. Whoa,
hey, gents. Yeah, gents. It's the end of the summer. I can't believe it's the end of summer. I can't have any summer Fridays. I can't take a fall Thursday now. I don't know. Gents.
Yeah, so be sure to go get your tickets for all that good stuff. There's less than 100 tickets left for New York. So if you want to come to New York, go get those now, okay?
Yeah.
They're almost sold out for our second show. We added a second show there.
I looked at our tickets and everything. A lot of our shows are like well beyond like probably only like a third of the theaters are left. So like a lot of them look like they could be on the brink very soon. So really don't delay.
Yeah, and if you want shirts, we've got 3 limited shirts out this month. We've got a Team LVP, Darling, and we've got a Dorinda, and we've got a Bring Me My Medicine Martini shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So go check those out at crappensmerch.com, and guess what? That's it.
That's
now we're
going
to talk about a recap.
Yeah. Well, since first and foremost, this was the season finale of Summer House, there will be no reunion. Very angry about that. I have a lot of pressing questions, like, did Carl ever get a job? Or did Carl ever get more pancakes? Or did Carl really do it? Did he get a scratch and sniff? Like, what is Carl up to? I want to know.
Your questions are all Carl-related.
They're very Carl-centric. I'm not going to lie. Very Carl-centric.
I have like literally no questions. I mean, that's the thing about Summer House. I don't think Summer House is built to leave us questioning things. It's right. Like, it's over. Man. Well, just like another, you know, the summer ends and so does Summer House, you know.
Yeah. It goes out with Labor Day.
To her body before the next season, you know.
That's what like sort of
the
awful
only question.
Yeah, what sort of awful relationship is Lindsay in right now?
Exactly.
What is she yelling at?
What kind of emotional abuse is Lindsay engaging in these days? God, inquiring minds, right, guys?
I would like to know, honestly. I really would. Well, speaking of Lindsay, so the episode opens up. We're in New York City. It's Monday, and we see Carl pushing a little file cabinet along a sidewalk for Lindsay. I was like, oh, poor Carl. He's going to be sweating so much after this.
Yeah, and even this is awkward, you know. It's like, well, let's go over the bump, Jen. And it's like, ah, it doesn't work.
Let's go over the bump, Jen. Are you going to be paying me? I am available on TaskRabbit.
Yeah. It's like, welcome to Hub House.
In the past year, I've doubled my clients, so that means I've got two now. It's amazing.
I got two taco contracts now, okay? Double taco contract.
And I just hired my first full-time employee, and they're going to be working in a remote office in Christina Gibson's apartment.
Wow, that's so cruel. Like, you're going to hire someone, and I'm, like, right here pushing your file cabinets. It's just, like, it's, like, cruel, you know?
You know who you should hire? Snack. That's who you should hire. Snack, gents. This is like literally your snack room right now. Yeah. I'm in here. Snack.
Yeah, my resume is this. I'm a snack.
Oh. Welcome to Hub House.
I feel like that's how I need to enter every room for the next 2 weeks.
We can make it happen.
So then they move on to the only thing anybody really cares about on that on this show, Pusese, mm-hmm. Okay, or Peen. And she's like, so you like that blonde girl? And he's like, well, it's not really about like liking her. It's about dying alone and broke. So she's got a job, and I'm going to try and make this work. I'm going to ask her to be my girlfriend, Snack.
Yeah, like, honestly, I've been thinking about Kristen a lot, and, like, I really like her a lot, and, like, I kind of, like, want to date her, and, like, I kind of want to smell her hair, and, like, I kind of want to take her to pancakes, and, like, I don't know, like, just be there for her, be the man who can be there for her when she needs me to be there for her on certain days of the week, preferably, like, Saturday mornings or so.
Yeah. I got her a special cell phone plan that only works Friday through Sunday, so that helps.
Yeah, I think we have a really great relationship. I think this week it would be a really good time to tell her that I want to be with her. Like, I really just really want to be with her. I mean, I'm not really sure if her name is Kristen or Kristen, and when I think about her, I can't remember what her face looks like, but I want to be with her.
Yeah, like, it's a great time to ask her, because it's like a group party where there's a ton of people around, and it's in the same house as the girl that I've been trying to bang, like, incessantly all season long. So I'm sure she's going to feel totally comfortable.
Yeah.
It's going to go great.
Yeah, and, like, my best friend is going to, like, ask his girlfriend to marry him that very same afternoon. He's probably going to make a big presentation, so it's, like, really important for me to do the same thing, like, right before he does his thing, make sure that all the thunder is stolen. So, gents, will you be my gents? Yeah.
And Lindsay has a lesson. You know, she's learned her lesson. So she's like, Carl wants so desperately to be in a relationship, but I get it. Because that was me, like, literally 5 minutes ago until I changed. I learned not to settle for someone.
I
was like, when did you learn that?
Like, yeah.
I've literally not seen you learn that. Okay?
Yeah.
If Paimon hadn't gotten mad at you for, like, asking what birthday party he was at, you would probably still be with Paimon. Like, why are we lying?
Yeah, and I'm not convinced that you're not with Paimon right now. And I'm also not convinced that you're not also sleeping with Everett at the same time.
And if so, you go, girl. I mean, juggling two abusive guys at the same time is... I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. And she should pit them against each other and just let them just, like, kill each other off.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. You know, if she put them together, they'd just make fun of her the whole time.
Yeah, they really would. So then Lindsay's like, oh, cheers to a new girlfriend for Carl. And he goes, yeah.
You're paying for this beer, right?
Yeah, this isn't coming out of the gig fee, right? Oh, there is no gig. This was for free. I did this for free. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Great. No pancakes tomorrow. That's, I got it. Cool. Cool.
So then Kyle's on the phone planning his, because we're in the city, obviously, still. And mm-hmm. so Kyle's on the phone, like, business, yeah, RSVP, this party's going to be huge, yeah, brah! Because they're going to have a party for Loverboy.
Yeah, and the big thing is that Amanda's parents are going to be there, and they don't really like Kyle anymore. So it's going to be really dramatic, and, like, how's it all going to play out, you know?
Yeah, and Amanda's like, my parents are coming, Kyle, and the timing's not the best, but they're going to be there to support me and my baby. And I'm like, I know you're talking about your drink, but I'm glad that they have that outlook already, because that's probably going to be your future.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the prospects for Loverboy are great. They're totally, totally great. So so now it's like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Trixie starts singing. She's like, I hope you're ready, because it's going to be a good night. Paul, did you get that one? It was good. It was classic. Instant classic, Paul. Got a couple notes.
Yeah, and you can see how much they're really doing in the week, because it's like Tuesday, Thursday, and nothing happens. But thanks for the labels, guys.
Yeah.
The passage of time, friends font, telling you that the days are changing.
So they're setting up this, like, the rooftop party for a lover boy, and Amanda's parents show up, and basically Amanda's dad is staring at Kyle like he wants to toss him off the roof. He's just, like, giving him this... Like, you know, I'm from New Jersey. I don't deal with this shit, you know?
Well, and Kyle's also wearing, like, one of those 80s man suits. Like, it's not a romper, but it's, like, all matte. Like, this colorful baby suit for men. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
And the dad's like, nice outfit.
Nice outfit. Fruit Loop.
Idiot.
So Kyle's like, I just want to thank you for, I want to thank you for coming, you know, like, that really means a lot, and, you know, Labor Day has been, like, an important date for me and Amanda, and it's, like, it's when we met, and then, like, a year later, we kind of, like, officialized our relationship, and then a year after that, I got blackout drunk and made out with a tree stump, and then a year after that, I stuck my dick in a fish tank, the year after that.
Yeah, so, basically, I want to get married to your daughter.
And dad's on, like, Labor Day.
Yeah, his dad's like, what the fuck? And he goes, this Labor Day? And he's like, yeah, you know, I know it's bad timing, but I want to ask your blessing.
He's like, I'm just confused how you get from, like, you screwed up and now you want to ask my daughter to marry you on Labor Day. But the dad seems really hung up on Labor Day, by the way. He's like, on Labor Day? On Labor Day.
Because that's a day off wedding. You know when people do that? They, like, have it on a day off. So every time you celebrate their wedding, it's like, oh, God, here goes another 3-day weekend celebrating those two.
Yeah. And so Kyle's like, I've never been more confident about a decision in my life. I mean, you know, well, I mean, there was Bird Dogs. That was pretty cool. And Loverboy, I'm actually very confident about Loverboy. I guess that's, I don't know if that's going to work out either. But Amanda. Yeah,
the straws made out of ice. You know, the straws made out of ice I was going for. That's like.
My investment in Radio Shack, I'm not sure if that was... I really thought that was going to work out.
Radio Shack. He's like, put all my money into the Uber IPA, or public offering. It's like, whoops.
No, he probably put his money into Uber IPA also.
Yeah, Uber IPA. You call it.
Travis Kalanick's. Travis Kalanick's home brew. It's great, man.
And the dad's worried that he is just doing this to make up for being an asshole. It's like, oh, I'm sorry I cheated, but I want to marry you, which I can see. You know, it's like you want to keep your girlfriend, so you're finally going to get married mm-hmm. or whatever. And Kyle's like, well, I haven't had the perfect past, but Amanda's my partner in crime, and I want to spend my life with her. You know, if we hit a couple of speed bumps, i.e. vaginas, on the way to old age, so be it.
So
but
be
the
it.
The point is, it's... She's going to be in the car with me. You understand? The dad's like, yeah, Amanda's going to do whatever the fuck she wants without me. Have you seen her nose ring? So just do whatever the fuck you want. What do I care?
Yeah. Kyle's like,
how did this turn from me throwing you off the building to me throwing myself off this fucking building?
Yeah.
You know?
Kyle's like, two more questions. Would you be open to taking on a turtle? And also, can I get $1,000 for Loverboy? Thanks.
Yeah. He's like, well, we're playing a game right now. And if you don't give me your blessing, you owe me $10,000. Whoa! I win!
It is kind of amazing. So then everyone starts to show up at the party.
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. Kyle starts sobbing.
Oh, yeah.
So the dad's like, okay. Like, what are you going to do? You know, you have to say okay. So he just pats him. He's like, it's all right, okay. But he never gives his blessing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, you know that dad. He probably is in, like, a garage band with his, like, fellow, you know, 55-year-old, you know, neighbors in Jersey, whatever Jersey suburb
dad
they're
band.
In. Yeah, he's doing a dad band. He's seen his share of things. So he's like, eh, you know, I didn't give Scotchy such a hard time with it, so I can't give Kyle a hard time with it.
Yeah. So Jordan, everybody starts to arrive. And then it's just like party. It's like, look, it's a party going. Nope. It's a bigger party. Look, it's a bigger party. I just kept writing notes like something was happening.
I know, me too. Funny. Paige is like, I'm currently very single. I'm not interested in dating Carl, but seeing him with someone is making me very envious of not having someone. I'm like, well, you're envious of not having someone. Then you're envious of having someone. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, get off my ass.
She's talking back to me in my own fictional version. Corrects me.
She's arguing with you about her grammar. How dare you?
If you're going to recap me properly.
Yeah.
So Kyle's like, he starts making a speech. He's like, this is the beginning of what I hope to be a $1 million round for me and Manda and Loverboy. And we call it a seed round. And it starts with friends. So what I'm trying to say is, oh, you guys are all broke. I don't know why I invited you guys here.
Yeah, I know. It was all the cast and Amanda's family who ain't giving him $10,000. And then there's one guy who just wants to be on TV who keeps walking into the shot going, I'd love to invest.
I know.
I'd love to invest.
Carl's like,
hey, I'd love to invest. Like, we already saw you, okay?
Hey, hey, Jen, can I invest with pancakes in any? Is that something that's doable?
I'd like to say that I'm here to bring you something very important. It's a filing cabinet that rolls. So here it is.
And inside it.
Cabinet.
And inside it are $10,000 tree coupons. Here you go.
So then the family takes a little selfie and the dad looks like he wants to kill himself. The dad is so red in the face.
He it's is. So funny. He's furious.
Like, I cannot take this.
No.
Also, this is how I want to wake up every day. Like, hey, everybody, this is what I call a $1 million round. Okay. Like, Kyle's worse than an improv friend. You know, like when you have a friend who's in stand up comedy or improv.
Oh,
and
yes.
Every day it's like, come to our show. Come to our show. By the way, I can make fun of you fuckers because that's basically me.
That's what our podcast has turned into. Come to our show in Milwaukee.
Yeah, we do it every day. And, you know, I'm an improviser and stuff, so I get it. But Kyle's like that, except the rich version. At least your improv friends, you just have to sit through a shitty show for an hour. Kyle wants $10,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
That's a lot. You make me want to go back to my improv friends.
I just read a whole article this morning about like a gay scammer, this guy who is basically meeting guys through Grindr and Tinder or whatever apps, and was then like conning them. And it just firmed my resolution to never donate money to people.
On Grindr.
In general, because he did that thing. I mean, you know, Ronnie, we encountered someone like that who was very shady, a shady con artist type. And it just was like, no, you're never allowed to open up. You can't get my credit card information. And I'm not giving you $10,000. No way,
yep.
Sir.
Yeah. You know, that goes back to your instincts. You know, if someone seems like a shitty person, most likely they're a shitty person, you know?
Yeah. I actually don't, but I don't think Kyle's a con artist, but I do question Loverboy. I do. I'm sorry. Mainly because
I think it's lovely. Honestly, I think it's one of the better things because it looks good and it's like canned wine, right?
Yeah.
Everybody loves that.
Yeah. Everyone likes it.
And it has like cute graphic design, which I'm guessing.
It's just not my type of beverage. That's all.
For me.
It's just not my type of beverage. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I've been drinking. When we go out of town, I've noticed that there's a lot of those canned wines, and I've been drinking them, and I normally don't even drink
wine. Wait, is Loverboy wine? I thought it was something like a fruity, like berry, like a Red Bull kind of thing. And, you know, I really can't stand Red Bull. So
I
that's
think it's
I was...
alcoholic.
So it's like, so if it's canned wine, I'm open to canned wine.
Oh, God. We don't even know what it is. We're terrible.
We just know it's a beverage from Bravo.
I'm like, it's a canned bar.
Is it a Snicker bar that's been pureed with rosé?
let me see right now so we don't do this dirty, okay?
I know. Now I feel bad. Now I feel like I'm sabotaging his attempts to, like, make a living.
Oh, for Christ's sake. He's on Summer House. He's sabotaging it. Okay. Lover Boy is a sparkling hard tea with zero sugar, naturally sweetened, and made from organic ingredients. Oh, so it's a sweetened hard tea.
Oh, I actually would like that.
Yeah.
Look at the journey I just went on.
Yeah, from love to hate. You've just gone on a whole full gamut of Yelp reviews.
I just went from hater boy to lover boy.
Okay, so let's see. Friday, take me home so we can dance alone. Take me home so we can dance alone. Do not ever try and dance with me alone at home. I'll fucking break up with you on the spot, okay?
I thought the lyrics, my interpretation of the lyrics were, take me home so we can talk some more.
Kyle,
take
me home so we can Kyle. So we see the two cars. Kyle, Amanda, and Carl are in one, and Jordan, Paige, and Hannah are in the other, and there's a coffin in the back seat that's taking up the whole car. And they make jokes like, we're going to say our aunt passed away if we get caught with this coffin. We are wacky! This is a show that just loves props. Okay?
They put a lot... And the thing that's funny is that they really put the onus on the cast to deliver the props. You know, I feel like other shows, production just sort of like arranges the props for them. But here it's like, no, you guys have to find the props and buy them and transport them. You have to do it all. You have to do all the work, okay? We have a limited budget. We've fired the prop department.
Yeah, it's definitely a high-effort show. I mean, just be like Vanderpump Rules, you know? If you need to get things going, just fuck your best friend's boyfriend on the couch while he's sleeping. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, they have, like, all those boxes that are constantly being shipped to the house that they have to haul in. I mean, they're essentially stars and PAs.
There's a lot of lifting going on.
There really is. So, yes, they've got this big coffin, and Paige is, like, sitting next to it, and she's like, God, with this coffin, so loud.
Yeah. She's like, my outfit is inspired by a rich widow who may or may have not killed her husband. I was like, sounds like your future. Because I could totally imagine that as a Paige storyline in the future.
Yeah. Hannah's like, mine is inspired by Chavez!
I would like to celebrate the death of caring what my dad thinks. Hold on, let me call and ask him what he thinks about that. Dad. Dad, it's me. I just wanted to say, love tennis! Booyah!
I'd like to celebrate the death of love. And that is a tennis term because I just scored 15 love! 15 love.
So Kyle and Carl are like, bro, let's talk and pretend like we're taking stuff out of the trunk. It's going to be crazy. And I was like, yeah, bro. All right, well, I got a ring and I'm going to hide it. And I don't want to let her see it. The dad didn't say no, but he didn't say yes. Like, damn it. Like, I don't even know what's going to happen now. It's like, I think that was a no.
Yeah. Okay? I'm like, I thought by three seasons of being on the brink of being renewed by Bravo, you'd be used to these situations.
Yeah. I think that's a no. But go ahead. You guys go for it. You two kids be happy.
So the girls are like, some of the girls are in the kitchen. They're like, oh my God, group hug. We made it through the drive. And they're having a group hug. And Carl's like, hey, can I get in on this? Can I get in? They're like, no, Carl, no.
Come on.
Wow. No. But can't believe you denied me a hug on the last day that I'm going to be a man without a girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? Oh, God, I almost let it out. God. Oh.
It's the last time I'm going to be single and ready to mingle. Okay.
Get your chances now. Okay. Carlton, Ramona. Someone, by the way, someone.
You don't support other women. Okay.
Wow, Bethany. Wow. Wow. I'm ageless. Just like my daughter, Avery. Someone tweeted, this is a sidebar, someone tweeted an awful, awful rumor. It was on, I think,
like,
realityblurb.com.
Been furious all day.
The rumor is that Real Housewives of New York is getting a cash shakeup and that, like, Ramona and Luann are on the chopping block. This is bullshit. Okay, here's why it's bullshit. First of all, I understand Luann because she's having legal problems and she's becoming a liability for the show. And I also can understand that Ramona and Luann are probably like such pains in the asses for production, but I'm sure so is everyone else in that cast. And I don't. And they the article said sources say that Ramona's storyline has run out. No, it has not. It has not run out. Ramona needs to be there. She has been wonderful in her awful way all this time. And furthermore, since when is it okay to like take out two fan favorites, although Luann's always up and down with fan favorites, but still like major personalities, when we have to sit and watch Beverly Hills and watch Kyle Richards jog around her backyard and go to the supermarket with her in her go-kart, like, and that counts and she doesn't get fired? No. Fire Kyle Richards before you even come close to the Real Housewives of New York cast.
Well, they won't fire Kyle because Andy loves Kyle. She's a huge kiss ass. She threw his baby shower thing for him. Yeah. Also, she's the only OG left because Lisa Vanderpump's out. Well, who knows? But she told the Daily Mail today, most likely, in all probability, I won't go to the reunion. They've made it impossible for me to Lisa. Reunite.
Oh, that's ridiculous of Lisa. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Lisa, come on. Stop being such a wuss.
Well, because it
has to work.
And we still don't really know if Vicky is full-fledged cast member, because now they're saying that she wasn't there for the group photo for Orange County. So
yeah, I heard from my friend at Entertainment Weekly that she's just a friend of, and she wasn't at the cast shoot. And she's not going to be in the opening credits. But then Vicky commented on, I think, an Andy birthday post or something. And someone said, Vicky, are you? The rumor is you're not on next season. You're just a friend of. And she said, don't believe the rumors. I would never just be a friend. So I don't. Who know? But, you know, Vicky's not
known for
her
true. You know what?
True,
I just feel like
her true saying.
I'm like, I feel like there's a disturbance in the force. And I'm just, I'm not happy with any of these rumors. I feel like Bravo should be focusing on making Beverly Hills better. New York is great as it is, so don't fuck with it. Maybe get rid of Barbara. I mean, Barbara's fine, but don't touch Ramona. You don't touch the Morgan Letters, and you don't touch Ramona and Luann on this show. I'm sorry, and you don't touch Sonia or Dorinda for that matter, or Bethany, honestly.
Yeah, so we'll see. Time will tell. Hey, I mean, whoa. I don't even know what to say about it. You don't even spoil the Ramonas, right?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So back to Summer House.
Yeah, so they're trying to get this coffin inside, and it's too big. And Carl's like, oh, it's so big, I don't even know if we're going to get it in, gents. And Jordan goes, that's literally what she said.
Literally, she said that. I was like... So the other day, I was eating some coffee yogurt, and it turns out it was not made with coffee beans, but actually magic beans. And next thing you know, my penis was growing so huge, it just burst out of my pants, couldn't even fit in her. And she said, it's too big. That's literally what she said.
It's crazy. I was hiking, and I found this little cabin in the woods, and so I went in. And there was this girl there, and she was so hot. And she said, your penis is too little. And then she played with it a little. And then she said, now your penis is just too medium size. And now it's too big. And then she played with it some more, and she said, this penis is just right. So then she swallowed it, and her grandma came and cut her stomach open to get it out and have some for herself. I mean, it was just crazy. It literally happened like that.
It was so gruesome. I'm so glad that I have connections with the Robotic Penis Reattachment Agency. They were able to get it back up and working, and better than ever, if I do say so myself.
Oh, Jordan. So Jordan is making a really... Jordan's making an effort here at the end of the season because he's just been compulsively lying the entire season.
Yes.
So he's like, guys, guess what we're going to do? The newbies are having a chef come make dinner. How about that?
Ladies and gentlemen, Emeril Lagasse. No, Jordan. So
her name is Julia Child. Right, she's going to be here today.
She's dead, Jordan. I think she's dead.
The former co-host of the Great British Bake Off. Hello, ladies. No. So the three newbies are going to be hosting a little garden party situation, and everyone's getting ready. Jordan stole the girl's hair dryer, which I don't know why I wrote that down, but I was just like, Jordan.
It's so Jordan.
It's, you know? So it's Jordan.
Like, who says I can't get my penis hard? Watch.
It's like, that's a hair dryer, Jordan.
Oh, why did you steal my hair dryer? No, I built this in home ec class. So the
chef arrives and Carl sees the chef and he goes, "Do I smell a chef?" Rude.
That's like, so also rude. Like, who says that? "Do I smell a chef? Are you giving out any free samples by any chance? I'm having a rough patch at work." So Lindsay puts on this, I don't know what you call those sort of dresses. They remind me of like Lilith Fair. They're kind of like highly patterned and like baggy and loose, you know? So she puts this on and Danielle just looks at her like, "Huh, you know what? Like, maybe you should put on a belt. It looks like a little bit like maternity wear without a belt." And Lindsay's like, "Oh." So you just think it's like a one-off moment. But then everyone's like starts like cavorting downstairs in the kitchen. And then Hannah starts grinding up on Lindsay. It's like, "Fun times, fun times, fun times." And Hannah goes, "By the way, I have a belt if you want one. Do you want a belt?"
It's like, who hires a private chef and wears a belt?
I did not understand that logic, by the way. I did not. You don't hire a chef to make you dinner and wear a belt.
Because she means like Thanksgiving when you're loosening your belt. You know, you want to pig out.
Yeah, but that implies that Lindsay's going to pick it, which she won't.
Well, but she's like one of those skinny girls. She's like, "Look how much I eat." Like every time Bethany, like once ever since Bethany was accused of having a eating disorder, every time they show her, she's like, "Look at me eating popcorn."
Yeah.
I'm eating it. It's delicious. Look at this. What is this? Okay, I'm going to order 20 things off the menu. You got that camera? You got it?
All right, we're going to have the pepperoni pizza, and we're going to get the calamari, and let's also do the hummus, and let's just get the whatever the busboy's eating for lunch, whatever he had on his lunch break, let's get one of those, too.
Actually, you know what? Give me a calzone with one of those little metal ketchup holders baked inside of it, because actually some crazy bitch did that last year, but it actually was delicious.
It was great. It was like a fortune cookie, except like much more dangerous for your teeth. So Paige and Carl sit down next to each other at this at the table outside, and they have like a moment where he's like, "Hi, Paige."
"Hi, Carl.
How are you today?"
"I'm great, Carl. How are you?"
"I'm great, thank you very much. Wonderful time right now, thank you."
And Hannah's like, "You're like divorced parents." And she's like, "Yeah, we're just doing it for the kids."
Yeah. She's like, "You know, Carl and I had a great time this summer. We just weren't meant to be, you know? The only thing I probably regret is that Carl doesn't know how to work a cell phone on a Wednesday. Or that he even has one."
So Hannah's like, "All right, here's our speech. We just, like, wanted to thank you guys because, like, this summer has been, like, everything. It's been, like, all that in a bag of chips or whatever."
And Ratchet!
Like, yeah. Ratchet. And Jordan's like, "This has been incredible. Like, you guys have really taught me, like, who I am and, like, where I come from. So thank you." And they're like, "What?"
"Well, my story begins... My story begins 17 years ago when I was born. I landed in the barn in the back of my parents' house. They adopted me. I come from another planet. Some might say it's called Krypton. It's actually called Bonerton. And I've learned that I am not allowed to achieve a boner until I'm 31, in which case my boner will take over the world and all the women will become slaves to it. That's just my truth."
So thanks for listening, guys. And Danielle's like, "What? Who are you? I still don't even fucking know who you are." Okay.
That's like what half the cast is saying to Danielle. "Wait, who are you? Are you in our cast?"
Yeah. So then they all start getting wild and Hannah puts some lemons in her boobies. And Carl's like, "It's like Lindsay's fake boobs, except they're useful for something. Am I right, guys?"
"Except they're next to each other. Am I right, everyone?" And everyone's, by the way, everyone's complimenting Paige's tablescape. They're like, "You did a great job, Paige." And Hannah's like, "Yeah, there are a lot of oranges." And Paige is like, "They're lemons. Please don't associate yourself with me."
When they make fun of Lindsay's boobs, she's like, "It's like a lamb being born too early."
And then I feel like they all do it. I feel like they all start going,
they all make fun of her. And she's like, "If you can't laugh at yourself, then what's the point, right?
Do you want a belt? Shut the fuck up."
So now it's dancey time. They're dancing all over the house before they go out. And they're like, look at them. They're going out. And then they're home again.
Well, I actually loved when they, during the dancey time, Carl was lying on his bed, and Lindsay comes running in and jumps on Carl, and he starts laughing. He goes, ha, 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 ha.
It was like, jam, 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 jam.
Exactly how I would expect Carl to have a mighty guffaw. Oh, gents. Oh, gents. That was good. That was good. So it's 2:30 in the morning. They're coming back from going out. Their 10-second montage of going out. And there's like a sprinkler going off and it keeps hitting people. And Jordan's like, that's the wettest I've gotten all summer. And you just know production was like, you know what? No, this is done. No, let's not request a reunion. Let's just end this. Let's end this now.
So then we see it's 4:16 in the morning, and Carl's just pacing around his room.
Like a chicken. He's doing this thing like, he's got his like chicken wings out.
Yeah, he's just in his underwear, like, yeah, pecking around the room at 4:16. I'm just because they partook in a little coquina.
I just want to make sure this very antiseptic room is ready for my future girlfriend, Stephanie, to come. Stanya. Tanya.
Denise. Waiting for Denise. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right.
Maleficent. Maleficent.
Waiting for Maleficent.
Candida.
Mayberry. Is Mayberry a name?
Whistler Resort. Is her name snack. Whistler?
Just waiting for snack, all right. So he's pacing around, and does he call Paige? Because
I wasn't sure. It looked like he had a phone in his room.
Yeah, it looked like he texted Paige or something, because then Paige is in bed with Hannah, but she, like, jerks up and reaches for her phone. And I was like, oh, because they made a little ding sound.
So they made it, yeah. Maybe she just woke up. She's like, oh, my God, I just thought of a great idea to dress for less right now. So yeah. she like, wakes up and then, like, goes upstairs and knocks on the door, and it's like,
hey, Carl.
And then it's like, commercial break. Like, what's going to happen? Paige and Carl finally going to have a big-time hookup. And then it comes back, and she's like, do you have a charger?
That was a good shady edit.
Do you have a charger, Carl?
And he's like, I do, Jen. I can it'll charge your Jen in less than Jen hours. And she's like, thank you. Thanks, Carl. And he's like, what a tease.
She's like, thanks, Carl, for this... this aftermarket charger that's clearly going to catch fire when I plug it in. Thanks, Carl.
Yeah. Thanks for that gas station charger, Carl.
Glad to see you can't spring for the actual Apple-branded charger, Carl.
Hey, I'm trying.
All right, it's been a tough summer for me, okay? I lost my first charger and found myself alone in an Amica station, and one thing led to another, and here's the charger.
So he's like, what a tease. And then he tells us, I want to see things where I want to see where things go with Kirsten, and I'm not going to let Paige get in the way of that. Like, yeah, totally your choice.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
So now it's the next morning, and Amanda is just like shaming Hannah. It's just like, that's like the best way to start your day. It's Amanda shaming your English muffin, because she's like, Hannah, did you even toast that? Because apparently Hannah's eating a untoasted English muffin with butter on it, which admittedly is very strange, and I actually don't support it at all.
Oh, people. So anal. White people.
What, you eat English? You don't toast your English muffins? What? I just demanded
English
you.
English muffins, first of all, because guess what else we have? American muffins. And I support this country and our muffins, okay? We put sugar in that shit. We don't have some dry-ass little, like, white biscuit thing. No English muffin. I will have an American muffin, preferably chocolate chip.
Someone does not appreciate nooks and crannies, okay? Or an adorable horse and carriage on the logo.
Sure don't. And guess what else is disgusting while we're at it? Scones. Hey, scones. No. Why don't you go fuck yourself in the face?
You know what? I'm going to stand up for scones, because I used to not like scones. I used to find them to be like dry and worthless. It turns out you've been having bad scones. You have to thread the needle to make a good scone. And if you make a good scone, it's delicious. But there's just a lot of bad scones out there, okay? And apparently in England, they call them scones. How about that? Isn't that crazy? No, I don't support that. They're scones.
Well, they also call Subway tubes, all right? And there's another thing
which I like. I feel like it's from the future. I'm not going in a tube.
Scones. Listen here, Scones. There's this scones thing that tubes. We invented in America, and it's called preservatives, which means that no matter what, your scones should always taste exactly the same, okay? We have a chef here. Her name is Little Debbie. Okay, make an effort.
Listen, if I had to pick between an English muffin and a regular muffin, I think I might go English muffin, okay? I think I might. English muffin with butter or cream cheese,
it's perfection. Well, hope you get a big drink for your dry-ass mouth that you're going to have after that.
Never. Compared, I've actually had dry, mealy muffins. I mean, I love a chocolate chip muffin. I love a chocolate chip muffin. But I just think an English muffin, it's also like, no one ever says an English muffin top, okay?
Because their whole body is that way. You know, with muffin tops, at least you just have a muffin top. With English muffins, you're just round, completely round. You're just a muffin.
But also, let's never forget the seminal episode of Seinfeld that was all about muffin tops. And just like, you know, like, what's the point of a baked good where half of it you don't even want?
I do want it. So that episode was the most unrealistic. You're a muffin
completionist.
Yeah. I'm not going to give up. You're not going to change my mind.
Listen, I love muffins. I think it's noticed. It's not so much that I'm like team English muffin over regular muffin, because I love muffins. But it's more like, I can't believe that you're not open to English muffins. And by the way, you shouldn't even compare them. They're not even things that to be compared. Like, maybe an English muffin versus a biscuit. That's more comparable.
Well, it all goes back to being on Weight Watchers when I was, like, I don't know, age 5 to 30. And English muffins have less calories. So every time I was on Weight Watchers, my mom would make me eat English muffins instead of bagels. And so I'm still furious at the English muffin because there was no comparison, you know? So, okay, I admit it.
There's a source that we got to. You know what? There's something about Summer House that brings out these really crazy tangents. We had a whole very intense one last week about typhoid fever, and then someone got mad at us that we said typhoid fever.
Oh, by the way, someone got mad we said typhoid fever and said it's typhus, not typhoid fever. And I was like, okay, I'm stupid, sorry. But then I guess because I searched it was like the top of my news, and it. ABC News says that there's typhoid fever in the downtown police
department. And not typhus? Typhus?
So whatever,
I also want to point out
that we're all going to die is the point.
I also want to point out that this person also accused us of spreading right-wing lies by confusing typhoid with typhus. So you got to be careful when you listen.
Spreading right-wing lies because you're advocating for muffins, English muffins. And those are total right-wing garbage, okay?
Excuse me, our very Republican president is in England right now, so...
And he's probably eating an American muffin, as an American president would. It's like George Bush going over there and being like, I'll order some freedom fries.
Or some freedom gasoline. You know, about freedom molecules.
God.
Heard about that?
All right, let's get on with this damn recap, please.
I know. I'm sorry.
I don't have all day. I have to pack to go to Milwaukee, baby.
I'm sorry. Well, we can thank Amanda and Hannah for getting us on that tangent.
Yeah,
so,
thanks a lot, Amanda.
Yeah. So Kyle, meanwhile, he's getting ready. He's telling Carl that, like, his big plan is that, like, he's going to take Amanda on a boat at sunset to propose to her. And in my mind, I'm like, so you're going to get wasted at the party and then go on this boat? This does not seem like a good idea. But I mean, we see how it works out later. But I was like, like maybe dedicate its own separate night to it.
Yeah. Carl's like, if Kyle can grow up and pull this off, there's hope for this guy. I was like, no, Carl's like rich.
Yeah, okay, and by the way, and while
Kyle
this is...
Kyle just paid a $25,000 down payment for an apartment. So, yeah. There's a difference. I'm sorry to break it to you. It's a shallow difference.
but it's a lot of pancakes and English muffins.
Yeah, it's a lot of Wednesday phone calls.
I also appreciate the visual that while they're talking about, whether Amanda's dad approves of this or not and the engagement, we keep cutting to Amanda taking a nap in the coffin. I was like, if this has ever been a metaphor, I don't know.
No kidding. So let's see here. People are getting dressed for the party. This whole episode is people just dancing around getting dressed for things.
I know. So Carl and Jordan are dressed as priests, and Carl's like, gents, I'm pretty sure Jordan came from the Church of Latter-day Botox.
I did there?
I actually just changed two words that actually don't even rhyme, and they're not even a play on anything. It's just... I put Botox in instead. Gents, it's pretty funny. Pretty funny.
So then Paige is ironing her hair literally with an iron, and Danielle calls Max, and she's like, spreadsheets, PowerPoint. He's like, you're so sexy, darling. So they decide that they're going to still be together in the fall.
Yeah.
And Hannah is going to still be with British Dave because they want to watch bad TV together, which, you know, I feel like
that's
what to look for in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's just going to sit around with me and fart while we watch TV? Like, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. So then it's time for this like funeral situation. So so they all gather around their coffin, and Jordan's like, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today." And Paige is like, "That's for a wedding, you idiot! Can't believe we're coworkers. And you're on the show, like, with me right now."
All right. Well, what we're gonna do is we're gonna write down things from this summer that were issues, and we're gonna put them in the coffin and put those issues to bed. For example, my penis has been terrorizing the city of New York.
I'm going to put that to bed. Another example, I have had to turn away so many women from this house that I'm afraid women as a population are going to start to not believe in themselves anymore. And I don't want to do that at this point in time. So I'm going to bury that.
Also, you guys might remember a pilot. Her name was Amelia Earhart. She got on my huge penis and flew around the world and was never heard from again. And I'm sick of my penis being blamed for things, so we're going to put that to bed.
Yeah. You also may remember that time that an asteroid was hurtling towards Earth, and Bruce Willis went up there to blow it up. Turns out that wasn't an asteroid. It was actually my penis coming back to reattach itself to Mike Royan. So I just want to bury all the confusion that caused. I apologize to everyone.
So then Danielle's like, okay, well, what I want to put away is that comment about me not being good enough to take home to mom. I want some D. So I'm going to put that to rest. He's like,
that's a good one.
I'm also going to put away my summer pass on the LIRR because I'm never riding that train again. Thank you very much.
I like that Jordan put his own issues away, and then everyone else put Jordan's issues away. I know. Away too.
Hannah's like, goodbye to all of Jordan's white lies.
Yeah. And he's like, wow. And then Lindsay, of course, goes back to herself, and she's like, RIP my liver, RIP my boob sweat.
Like, did you already bury your belt? Because we wonder if you need one. No? Okay.
All right. I think you guys know what mine's going to be. And that's, how could you not even touch my dick? That's mine. Putting that to bed.
Thanks for making it gross, Carl.
And Paige is like, mine is not getting asked out on dates and Lindsay putting me on ice. So thanks. Both felt great.
Yeah. And then Amanda's like, I'm going to put to bed Kyle's cheating scandal, and we're never going to talk about it again because I don't want to bring it up ever again.
Dad, anything you want to say?
That cheating scandal is going to be like Carrie coming through that grave. So, so now it's party time. R.I.P. Summer. Blue, 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 blue.
Also, did you notice Kyle's was, Amanda, I'm glad that you understand I'm 100% ready for commitment. I'm going to put that away. She's like, oh, Kyle. And they make out, but he's got blood all over his mouth.
Also, that's not what you want to bury. I think you want to actually keep the 100% commitment alive.
I don't think Kyle was listening to the rules. Okay, he's so nervous.
He's so nervous he's coming down with a fever and everything.
Yeah, so now, he's getting sick. Guess what that's called? It's called withdrawal. You're welcome. I'm Dr. Ronnie. You're welcome.
Yeah. So now it's people are coming over. It's time to party. And then Jordan's like, you guys, I wrote a poem for summer. Here we go. R.I.P. to summer, you'll definitely be missed, like a 4 a.m. Paige and Carl pantry kiss. The only twins we saw this summer were Lindsay's floating about, while we shared tons of memories extremely blacked out. I'm off to join the Navy now, gonna save the world from terrorism. And then after that, I'm gonna have an exorcism.
Wow. Wow, that was good.
That last part at the end, I was like, oh shit, I just put myself in a corner with terrorism.
Well done. Yeah, you can't really build on terrorism.
Yeah.
Or can you?
So he's like, listen, I fucked up this summer, but I just wanted people to like me. That's what you do when you want people to like you. You lie about everything all the time.
Can you believe that someone like me, who's the number one bachelor on Hinge, would actually have to lie to get people to like him? You'd think they just like me automatically by me being the number one bachelor on Hinge.
And Hannah's like, I still don't know who Jordan is, but whoever he is on his little journey, I love that weirdo, so.
Yeah. So then Kirsten comes over, and Carl's like, welcome back, babe. But, you know, also he probably was doing that to, like, five other girls. Hey, welcome back, babe. Oh, sorry. You are not Kirsten, are you? No, you're not.
Yeah, Kirsten walks in. He's like, do I smell a chef? She's like, what the fuck, Carl? What the hell?
So then Paige is in the pool. There's like a lot of jumping in the pool. And Paige is in the pool. And she's talking to Lindsay, who's sitting by the pool. And she's like, I can't believe that I'm single. Like, Carl's got a girlfriend. And you're a total dumpster fire. And you've got like two guys that you're sleeping with.
And Lindsay goes, everyone's happy but us. And then Paige goes, ew.
Ew, I can't believe I'm venting with you and associating with you right now.
So Jordan's in the kitchen and he meets some new girl. She's like, hi, my name is Jamie Rose. And he goes, Jamie Rose? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Great yeah. to meet
okay, you. I'm gonna go talk to this tall guy. Hey, were you just talking to the guys from the Church of Latter-day Botox? You know what? I'm just gonna leave the party. I'm just gonna leave the party now.
So Kirsten comes, but she's like, oh my God, I can't. There's just like so many bodies here. Social anxiety. I can't. And I'm like, then why would you fucking come to a party? Go home.
I know. Exactly, Kirsten.
A wet blanket Kirsten.
He's like, that's fine. Go upstairs to my room where I certainly have not jerked off on those sheets. They're perfectly fine for you to sit on. Once again, anything sticky up there, it's from a sticky bun that I dropped on there. So go up there, Pamela.
Well, it also meant like, hi, you don't call me during the week and I see you and I just get to come to a party. What the fuck? Do you want to spend time in your room?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, no, I'm going to party with Paige. Have fun. Have fun, lady. I'm about to ask you to be my girlfriend.
So yeah, good. So Kyle's like, hey Amanda, we're gonna go on a date. She's like, okay Kyle, sort of weird, I was just about to make guacamole, kind of my signature, but okay Kyle. And then Paige and Carl start doing this like swing dance thing where he's basically like flipping her all around his body and stuff.
Yeah,
seemed very non-Paige. I feel like she wouldn't like to be like not have her around. Feet on, yeah, swung around. I feel like she wants to have at least 1 foot on the ground at any given time.
Yeah, well, she did. You know, Paige drinking, she starts partying.
Yeah,
and then Danielle's like, they're clearly interested in each other, and it's hilarious to see how far they'll go to be in these other relationships. I'm like, when Danielle is calling you a tryhard, you know you're in trouble, okay? It's time to rethink.
I know. Cut to Danielle in the party, like, off in the corner, just, like, dancing with herself.
Yeah,
like
making out with a tree, calling it Max.
All the ticks are like, you know what, I'm not going to jump on her. So Carl's like, Paige, you know, I want you to know, this summer has been really amazing. And Paige's like, I had the most fun. I mean, you know. Things could have been turned out differently, but they didn't.
Yeah, well, you know, they didn't because, you know, pancakes, etc. Hard summer
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, pancakes aren't free, so pancakes don't grow on trees.
Do they? Where do pancakes come from, actually?
And Paige is like, no regrets, okay? And if Kirsten doesn't work out and you want to go in the pantry later, I'm totally here for that. And I was like, oh.
I'm sure she is like so mortified that she said that and it's on TV. It's like, Paige, that's not your brand.
Yeah.
Not your brand.
So Amanda and Kyle go on their date, and
by the way, and Amanda's by the way, before they go on the date, they're getting changed, and Amanda's like, Kyle, I'll be outside by the Jello. I was like, wow, that's an auspicious beginning to the engagement.
Outside by the Jello. The Kyle and Amanda story.
So you were saying.
Carl goes up to Lindsay and he's like, Lindsay, like, I want to get Kirsten flowers and ask her to be my girlfriend. So I'm going to take these flowers from the coffin, which is so Carl. It's like the lowest effort you could possibly fucking make for this girl.
I could tell you the lowest effort. It was me, senior year of college, at my fraternity formal, and I asked my friend Alyssa to be my date, and it occurred to me, like, wait a second. Actually, it was junior year, and I was like, oh, I'm supposed to get her a flower, and it was Mother's Day, and it was like 6 p.m., and so all the flower shops were closed, so I plucked a flower from a parking lot island and wrapped
that
and then I cut
pretty low.
And then I cut I had a bag in my apartment, like a paper bag, like it was like white because from like a store, and I cut out a panel of it and then like curled it up to make it look like a cone and put the flower in the cone, and I gave it to Alyssa.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And she loved it. Yeah, oh, I totally yeah, curled it. Yeah.
She's a Kirsten. She's just like any male attention. She's like, yeah.
No. She wasn't. She knew it was like so pathetic, but I think she knew I was gay. And so she was like, oh my God, we're going to have so much fun. Alyssa's great, by the way. If anyone knows Alyssa, she's great.
She's like, thanks. This is great. She's like reliving this. Like, wow.
She's like, wow. That was a Sunday. I could have been home studying, and I got a D on my final the next day because this fucking flower.
So Carl goes up to Kirsten, and she's in bed texting and stuff. And he's like, hey, Kirsten, these are roses. And she's like, and he goes, I mean, they're not really roses. And she goes, I know. He's like, yeah. So, all right. I just want to say this. Like, when you got here, I was, like, so happy to see you. And, yeah. Like, you make me happy.
So happy.
And, like, I'm, like, so happy. I want to, like, give you everything I have, which is literally a pair of white jeans and a shirt that says snack. But still.
I mean, like, I think you're, like, right now, you're the person I want to give you what I have. And I don't have much. But, like, I think that I like you. And, like, I don't know. Like, I want to be with you. Like, seriously. Like.
I mean, not at this party or like yeah. Pay you any attention while you're sitting up here in my bedroom, but you'll say you'll be my girlfriend so I can go back to the party. That would be great.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, like girlfriend stuff. So Kristen's like, let me see. I'm having a migraine right now and I can't tell if what you're telling me is real or just like the product of my brain. But I'm just going to go with it. Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, I want that too. Like, why not? Okay,
she's like,
cool.
Oh my God, you're my boyfriend. He's like, you know what? We should announce it. We should, like, announce it to everybody. So he goes out, he takes her out onto the balcony, but Paige is on the other side of the balcony, on the judgment balcony, where Steven used to stand.
Yeah, yeah. She is, like, taking the role of Steven, just being like, I will pass judgment now. And we should also mention that when Carl went up to Kirsten, he walked right by Paige, and she was like, Carl, this is our jam. He's like, yeah, hold on a second. And I was like, it was like a flashback to Teen Wolf when like the blonde girl like wants to be with Michael J. Fox and he like pushes her aside to get to like the girl like who's been like the nice one all along, you know? And I was like, don't make Paige the blonde bitch in this situation in Teen Wolf. No.
Yeah.
So Paige
was up there like mourning her dance with Carl.
Yeah. Paige was already like passing judgment and being like, and like, I cannot believe I already offered the pantry and that Carl snubbed me on the way up to here. So he comes out there and he's like ready to yell from the balcony to be like, hey, I got a girlfriend, which by the way, who does that? And, but Paige is already there. He's like, so Paige, Kirsten's my girlfriend now. And she's like,
guys, I'm going to cry. I love it.
She's like,
oh, wow. So happy.
What is this like? I'm so happy for you guys. And he goes, I'm going to announce it to everybody. She goes, oh no, I'm going to announce it. And she like breaks in between them.
Yeah.
And Carl's like, guys, I'm in a relationship. And it's just Paige there going like this right below him with like a look of like complete mortification on it.
Goes, they're like, hey, yay. Me and Kristen are together. And they're like, who? Is that? Is she the one who actually owns this house? Who is she?
They're like, finally, you're together with Paige. And he's like, no, the other one. The one that's hiding behind Paige right now. And they're like, oh.
The fern that's over there? No. Where'd she go?
Paige is like, and I would like to announce that I'm going to test to see if I can fly, so I will jump off of this balcony right now.
I would like to announce that I've invented a new drink, and it's called bleach, and I'm about to drink it. Thanks.
So then we cut to Amanda and Kyle on the boat, and she's like, Kyle, a sailboat? You're going to take me to sail again? What are all these flowers? There's so many flowers. Kyle.
He's like, well, Amanda, just want to, you know, get, it's, you know, it's like third year and what we've gone through, blah, 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 blah. And it's basically like the typical proposal lead up, just talking about how much he loves her. And like, let's now move over here. Let's drink some champagne. Let's move over here. Now let's sit down. Now stand up. Now I'm going to get this, you know?
Yeah, so he's like, will you marry me? He's like, I wasn't asking your dad for money the other day. That was just a joke. I just invited him because I was asking for his blessing. For
your and also marriage. His money.
And, you know, it was, yeah. And, you know, it was bad timing. But she doesn't ask, did he say yes? She
yeah.
just goes, oh, it's so sweet that you asked my dad, Carl.
So then he proposes, and then she starts to cry, and she's like, and, of course, she's like,
yes, Kyle. Are you kidding me, Kyle? Are you fucking kidding me? Yes, Kyle. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't tear up during it. I mean, I think they're really nice. Sweet. I guess I'm glad they're getting married. But I did kind of tear up when the whole crew started clapping for them, like all the production crew.
Yeah.
And then they showed the crew all around
like on a different
them.
Boat. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was so touching I thought to it was see sweet. All those people with jobs. I mean, it's so nice after this season.
Yeah, they're like, this means we don't have to donate to Loverboy, because we are documenting a seminal life event for you.
Yeah, that was, I don't know why that got me teary, but
I thought it was actually cute.
That is so cute.
I really did. You know, because I think I actually really like both of them a lot, and I just think that they're very sweet, and I don't know, it felt like, they feel like a real couple. I don't know. That was nice in a weird way, and then they're all, yeah, production's all clapping, and Amanda's like, oh my god, I hate all of you.
And then she's like, can we take a selfie? Which is so Amanda, you know.
Yeah.
So then back home, Kristen's like, I'm leaving. And he's like, okay, so I guess you're leaving? She's like, yeah, Carl. So she leaves. And then Paige is in bed crying with Hannah, and she's like, Carl found a girlfriend. I want that. That's not fair.
Yeah.
And Hannah's like, well, you're not settling for, like, literally anything that moves and can pay for a slice in the city, so you're the winner here.
Yeah. I mean, in what world does Carl get a girlfriend before I get a boyfriend? It's called Bravo TV. So everyone's, like, frolicking in the living room, and then Kyle and Amanda come back, and they walk in, and someone's like, what's with the expensive bottle of wine? And then Carl goes, sick ring, bro. I'm like, you fucking asshole. Yep, that's like, you totally, again, stole the thunder. You're supposed to let Amanda be like, hey, guys, and, like, lift up her hand and show the ring, but, like, Carl jumped the gun and called it out. It's bullshit, Carl. It's bullshit.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. He did it. He did, like, a double thunder stealing. He, like, tried to make an announcement about having a girlfriend, to which no one gave a shit about. And then he did this. And then they show people, everyone's reaction to Amanda being engaged, and they cut to Danielle, and she just looks horrified. She's like, what? And then Lindsay, this is hilarious, when Lindsay goes up to him and goes, I've always been rooting for you guys. What? Do you remember the season premiere?
Yeah, Lindsay. She's like, yeah, well, now they're actually ready. Oh. Mm-hmm. Did you see the look Danielle gave Lindsay when they came back and engaged? Danielle went like this to Lindsay.
I know.
Like, gave a dirty look. Sorry, girls, your little plan didn't work. And you're lucky that this isn't a traditional Bravo show where you would have been villainized the whole season for trying to pull that shit, too.
That's true, too.
But they both, you know, they both, everybody ends up friends, which is nice, you know.
And they all like, well, the tradition is skinny dipping, so they all go skinny dipping, except for Hannah and Paige. They keep their tops on and everything. Kyle's like, turn the heat up, my dick is small. And Carl's like, yeah, my dick is so small right now. It's so small. It's just right now, Paige. Right now is when it's small.
Yeah, and then, did anyone remember to bring towels? Which is how it ends.
Yeah.
So. Oh, Summer House, we've loved you. What a year.
What a year. I hope you come back for a fourth season. It was a great comeback year. I was so happy the show got its footing again, and I'm so excited for it to come back.
Yes, and now we have another show coming back to replace this, which is Below Deck Med. So we're going to go record that right now. That should be out later tonight. And if you want to watch this on video, come over to Crappens On Demand. We're also going to be doing Beverly Hills on Crappens On Demand tomorrow. And we'll see you guys in Milwaukee this week and Minneapolis. And do not forget to go buy your tickets. New York is almost sold out. And then we've just added St. Louis for December. So and that's a pretty small house. So go buy tickets because that'll sell out quick. And then all of our other cities and merch and t-shirts are at watchwhatcrappens.com. So go over there and we will talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.